Just a few days ago, on September 8th, 2022, we had something happen that didn't really think would actually happen, which was Queen Elizabeth II has passed away. And I'll get to my opinions on Queen Elizabeth and the monarchy in a second, but today on the Rotten Reel podcast, we're going to be talking about the good, the bad, and the real fucking ugly with the history of Queen Elizabeth. But we're going to do that right after this ad. Okay, so here we are again, me in front of my laptop, making an episode for you guys, and there's like 12 tabs open, just so I have everything ready. Just have to, just do this kind of thing, where I have to rearrange all of it, and I just got something from my... Okay, hi, welcome to the Round Rainbow Podcast. Sorry, just had to keep setting up. I was hoping to do this episode like a few days after she had died, but the thing is, I already made an episode 2 days before she died, so didn't want to feel like I was dumping a bunch of episodes on you guys. But, I mean, no better time to talk about this historic event than now, isn't it? It feels a little insensitive of me to say this is a historic moment, but honestly, this is a historic moment in world history. Queen Elizabeth II has passed away on September 8th, 2022. She died at 96. Lots of people, Great Britain and the United Kingdom are mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth II. My condolences honestly go out to her family. It's not easy losing someone who meant so much to you in your life, especially for the grandkids. I am feeling really bad for Prince William and Prince Harry and her great-grandkids. I don't know what the kids' names are. Prince William has a lot of kids, and I don't feel the need to keep up with them. Prince Harry, I believe, had a child with Meghan Markle. I'm trying to type out something else that I wanted to add to the podcast. What was it? Meghan Markle. Yes, that's exactly what I was looking for. Okay, I'll bring that up in a second. Sorry. There's no really other way to say it to start this episode, only just to say this is in the making. Like I said, Queen Elizabeth was 96 years old. I'm not surprised that she passed away. I'm just a little bit sad that she passed away. And her family is just taking it really hard. Of course they have. She's been there for their entire lives. And now she can't be there anymore to see them grow up anymore. And now we have a new monarch to the throne, King Charles III. I'm going to even get to that in a second. I have a lot of words to say about King Charles' ass. So why don't we start with the good? Let's start with Queen Elizabeth's history and the mourning of the UK. So, as we all know now, oh my god, my nose is itching. Sorry. I just took a shower, I took a break because I recorded this 4 times and I had no idea how to do this section without making it too long. But I think what I'm just going to do is I'm going to talk about what had occurred and what's going on in the world right now. So here we go. On September 8th, 2022, Queen Elizabeth II passed away at the age of 96 years old, making Prince Charles the next heir to the throne, which made him King Charles III. Now, this all happened in the span of a few days. It's, personally, to me, it's wild that I'm living right now to witness this event. And it is a very historic event. It's very historic. It seems very rude and selfish to say that it's historic, but she was 96 years old. She had gone through how many prime ministers? The woman was an artifact at this point. So, with her passing, I gotta get some tissues up in this bitch. Not because I'm crying for her, but because my allergies are kicking in. I have tried Zyrtec, I've tried Allegra, nothing is working. I'm so miserable right now. Which is ironic because the queen just died. But I'll get to my opinion in a second. Let's just talk about what's happening in the UK right now. The UK at this moment is in mourning. And I did not know that there was a protocol for mourning. Like, damn, everyone's home, everyone's in mourning, everyone's grieving the loss of their great monarch. There is a holiday that basically exempts everyone from working in order to mourn. Absolutely wild. And I'm speaking from the point of view of an American, especially an American who never understood the point of the royal family. But the citizens of England have essentially grown up with this fairy tale come true. They have had a royal family in their country for centuries, and the death of their queen just happened. So I understand the sorrow and sadness from that. I truly do. But the people who I really feel bad for is the royal family. Not as a sense of the royal family, but in a sense of Queen Elizabeth's or Elizabeth's family. Her family is grieving, and Prince Charles has to basically just step in and take over as the next king of England while he's still grieving his mother's passing, which I can't imagine. Like, my mom passed away. I just had to kind of seclude myself and grieve my own way, and then I returned back to work and back to my life. He didn't get that opportunity. He had to immediately become the next person in line to the throne and take over. And he signed legislation. And I wonder when this coronation is happening. And that's the stuff that he has to think about, is when is my coronation happening? What do I have to do next? And he doesn't really have time to grieve. Thankfully, the rest of the family has time to grieve, which is very nice. I'm so glad that they're getting this time to really mourn the passing of a great grandmother and a mother and a grandmother. You know, it's tragic all around. So the country of Great Britain is going through some real hard times right now with the loss of their queen. But I'm not gonna lie, not all the world sees it like that. In fact, some countries are seeing it as a celebration. There's a whole lot of colonization and racism that comes with the royal family and the crown, but I think I'm going to just be focusing on one of Britain's largest colonies, India, which is they don't give a fuck about her death. Honestly, they have honestly been celebrating her death, which they should, because this is one of Britain's largest and oldest colonies to ever be taken over by the British government. So this article comes from PBS, actually. Mexico PBS. I don't know if that makes a difference. I have the hiccups. Oh my god. So many things are wrong with me right now. I can't focus. I really want to make this episode, because this is a really historical moment, and I don't want to be the last one left in the dust. All right. New Delhi. Just hours before news of Queen Elizabeth II's death spread, Prime Minister Narendra Modi delivered a fiery speech urging India to shed its colonial ties in a ceremony to rename a boulevard that once honored King George V, Queen Elizabeth's father. King George VI was Elizabeth's father. So Elizabeth's grandfather. Oh god, these allergies fucking me up. Alright. His speech last Thursday was the latest in a concerted drive to purge India of its colonial relics. It was also a clear sign that the country, once the largest of Britain's colonies that endured two centuries of imperial rule, has moved on. They have actually renamed, let's see, where is it? I just saw it. There it is. Rajpath, formerly called Kingsway, was a symbol of slavery under the British Raj, he said. It said under the newly named Kartavya Path that leads to the iconic Indian Gate. A new history has been created and revealed. So, yeah, there are some countries around the world that really don't give a fuck about Queen Elizabeth's death. Like, truly. And I do not blame them one bit. There are colonies in Africa that don't give a fuck, like Kenya. Kenya don't give a shit. New Zealand don't care. There was a really funny clip of New Zealand native calling the royal family racist. It was a really fucking funny clip. That it was I don't know much about New Zealand, but it was their natives and their representatives, and they had asked them a question about, it was about Meghan Markle. They asked him, what do you think about the crown's racist remarks towards Meghan Markle? And the woman just goes, well, not surprised that the crown is racist. Just about died laughing. Because they don't care. They know that the crown is racist. In their eyes, the crown is fucking racist. In my eyes, the crown is racist. The racist, the colonizers, they're the epitome of modern century colonization. They are just evil. They've destroyed so many economies in different countries due to the fact that they're trying to strip them from their gold and introduce them to God, the only way to find salvation. If they don't get the salvation, then they're going to get their shit beat. It's evil. It's evil. You obviously, this is the part where I give a fuck about, because I'm so happy that there are people who are rejoicing in Queen Elizabeth II's death. Because not everyone mourns the Queen's death. Not everyone mourned Alexander's death. Not everyone mourned, I don't know, what's a fucking good one? I don't want to compare Queen Elizabeth to terrorists, but she was a royal that colonized places, and when she died, a lot of people were just kind of like, whatever. I'm one of those people, because I truly don't really care about this family. There's so much bullshit that happens in this family that I can give a fuck. One of their bullshits, by the way, is in here, and I was reading up about it, and it's basically about the jewel that they took from India, and it is called the Kohinoor, a 106-carat diamond discovered in India that is part of the British Crown Jewels. They said, if the king is not going to wear the Kohinoor, give it back. I had the article, Crown crown jewels. Return. Crown jewels return. Calls grow to return of crown jewels to India and Africa after Queen's death. There are two specific stones in that crown that are very important parts of history. One comes from India, which is the Koh-i-Noor, the diamond, that massive big-ass diamond that sits on the crown. And then the other one was the Great Star of Africa that sits on the scepter. Sorry, there's like dogs barking outside. Really annoying. Someone wrote, Britain should return the Great Star of Africa back to Africa and South Africa where they belong, or they will forever be thieves. Yeah, like they aren't already. I mean, me and my friend were discussing the fact that England, Great Britain, I don't know what the fuck, I don't know the difference anymore. I don't really care that much. There's too many land properties and names for them, and it's really annoying. I'm just going to be calling Britain, Britain, Ireland, Ireland, Scotland, Scotland, Wales, Wales. That's it. That's how I see it. Because the other three countries don't want to be associated with Britain. Like, they don't care for Britain. Britain just be pissing everybody off. So me and my friend were discussing the fact that Britain has a museum that has a bunch of artifacts that they stole from Greece. And Greece has been going back and forth with England like a petty child, just basically being like, can we have our artifacts back, please? We really like our artifacts back. And then in Britain would just be like, oh, yeah, of course you can have them back, but you got to build a museum. So they built a museum, and Greece was like, now? And Britain was like, no, it's not up to our standards. And they keep, Greece is broke at this point. They can't afford to be renovating this fucking museum just for the sake of Britain's satisfaction. It's not theirs to begin with. Give it back. I digress to the crown jewel. There's a lot of stuff that this family pisses me off. All right. Probably the world's most famous diamond, the Koh-i-Noor, weighed 165.6 carats when it was found in southern India, possibly as early as the 1300s. It takes pride at the top of the crown made for the queen in 1937, and many people have claimed ownership of it over the centuries, including the Mughal Empire, Shahs of Iran, emirs of Afghanistan, and Sikh Maharajas. Britain came to possession of the Koh-i-Noor when the East Indian Company took the jewel from the deposed 10-year-old Maharaja Duleep Singh in 1849. It was part of the Treaty of Lahore, which was declared it must be surrendered to Queen Victoria. So yeah, they've taken shit from other countries. And as for the Great Star of Africa, let's do some research. Africa. The Great Star of Africa is a pendulum cut brilliant weighing at 530 carats. On the scepter. I know it's on the scepter. Oh shit, there it is. That's a diamond? That's a diamond. Oh my god. It's the size of her fist, like her literal fist. That bitch is huge. Wow. What assholes they are. Jesus Christ. It's pretty big. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but like, that shit is pretty damn big. Yeah, they should definitely give that back to Africa for sure. It would mean a lot so they can house it in the museum, and hopefully it won't get stolen again by some asswipe. That's definitely what's going to happen if they give it back, is that it'll be stolen. Because people have no regard for history. Oh, fucking hate the British people. Okay, so, slavily, just to recap, Britain, where the Queen lives, is in mourning right now, while the rest of the colonized countries that are or were taken by Queen Victoria's rule are celebrating the Queen's death. I am here reporting on what's going on in the world in the way that I usually do, which is terribly. And what's my opinion on the whole situation? I still have the hiccups. I apologize. My opinion on the Queen's death is it doesn't affect me whatsoever. So why should I care? That's truly my stance on Queen Elizabeth's death. I don't really care that much about her death. Her death means nothing in my eyes, because she didn't mean anything to me. That family does not mean a thing to me. And you know why? Because I don't mean a damn thing to them. So why should I care? I have better things to do, like focus on my studies and my job and taking care and helping my mom out with all her stuff. Why should I care about a monarch that didn't inspire me, benefit, nor encourage me to be something more? I don't care. They didn't earn the crown. They were, quote unquote, blessed by God with the crown. And half of it, they're Christians and Catholic or whatever. I doubt they're even going to get into heaven with all the shit they've done. With Princess Diana's death and the Camilla Bull Parker incident and the cousins who were recently discovered. Yeah, the mentally disabled cousins that the royal family abandoned in the middle of some fucking chapel God knows where and only sent them like 150 pounds in their whole life to support them. And they were buried in unmarked, they're like tagged graves. And then later after it was revealed that these were actually royal family members, they were actually given tombstones like fucking years later after their deaths. Whoop-de-fucking-do, you did something decent for once. It's just, this royal family does not, I don't really care. I really don't care for them. My heart goes out to the actual part of their family in which they had lost a great-grandmother and a grandmother. But that's about it. They can go fuck themselves. And the fact that King Charles is now king, there's something about that man that really makes me want to... He reminds me of a kid from middle school. He used to tattle on everybody. And then he got his ass beat by some dude. And then he never showed up to the school again. His name was Rudy. He reminds me of Rudy. Little pretentious little fuck. I just hate him, and I despise that family. Even Meghan Markle and Harry, I'm sorry, like, they seem like nice people, but I don't give a fuck about them either. I don't care about that family one goddamn bit. And one of the main reasons is because, yeah, they have nothing to offer me. They're celebrities at best, and that means I have an option to give a shit about them. I don't have to give a shit about them. I can choose to give a shit about them because they are like royalty, like fairy tale royalty, quote unquote, even though their lives are awful. They're just fucking terrible. But what I'm trying to get at here is my life has not changed for the better nor the worse because of this death. And now it's going to be the new, like, political, quote-unquote, topic. Even though they weren't political at all, they were royalty. I'm going to hear a few people being like, how dare you not care about their family, blah, blah, blah. And then some people are going to be like, oh, yes, death to the colonizers. Woo! All in all, my opinion still stands. I'm not perturbed by this death, nor do I care about this family. And life just goes on for me. Because I know that if the day I die, you know, it's going to fucking They're not going to care about me. They're not even going to notice my existence. That's the only unfair part about this whole thing, is that I have to notice their existence because the rest of the world has. And as for the colonization part, I'm very happy for India and the other colonized countries, like, I don't think Kenya is colonized anymore. The Caribbean is, and Australia is, because now they have to change their money. So any notes that have the Queen's face on it will go out of, they're basically being cycled out so that no one uses them anymore. And they're going to be printing King Charles' face on the new banknotes, which is just a fucking mess. Listen, here in America, we have dead presidents on our fucking bills, all right? And then we just leave it at that. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, we ain't wasting no fucking paper like that. So, the colonized countries that are no longer colonized now, that the countries that Britain colonized but are now independent, I like the fact that they're like, we don't care about the Queen's death. In fact, this is a turning point in history where we can start making things right. We can start doing right by our own country by just saying screw you to the colonizers. And it's a great thing. It's a thing to rejoice, you know. Countries are finally taking back their own governments and trying to make their countries a better place. Because God knows Britain and the monarchy destroyed a lot of economies. Oh, and stole a lot of artifacts from a lot of countries. So I have no sympathy for the royal family, aside from them being an actual family. That is my opinion on the whole situation. I just don't care about them. The Queen's dead. What can I say? So, I think that wraps up this episode, this special episode of the Rotten Rainbow Podcast, where we discuss the Queen's death. And I really would like to know, what do you guys think about the Queen's death? Are you happy that she died, or are you in the same mourning state as Britain and some other countries? Maybe some here, too. I know there's a lot of people who cared about the Queen. They're like, ooh, look at the Queen. Oh, she's living the fairy tale. Ooh, royalty. Yes, I'm mocking those people. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I guess it's just my nature. But anyways, if you like this podcast, go and follow me on Spotify. You can also check out my podcast here on Anchor as well, where I record my podcast. I'm also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere where podcasts are broadcast, I'll certainly be there. And I will catch you on the next episode. See you later, guys.